Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
All the president has to do is say, you know what? As one of my fundamental jobs as the president of the United States is to secure a border. Secure that border and we'll be able to keep it all open and keep it all worked out.
Facing a government shutdown Saturday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is blaming President Joe Biden's immigration policies, saying any short-term spending must include more border security. Meanwhile, the Senate's going ahead with a separate bipartisan stopgap. Biden made an unprecedented visit to a United Auto Workers picket line near Detroit, telling workers through a bullhorn to stick with it.
You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now.
Biden says auto companies should do more to meet union demands for better wages and benefits after workers made concessions during the 2008 financial crisis. Former President Donald Trump plans to skip tonight's Republican debate to meet with workers at a non-union auto parts supplier. A New York judge has found Trump committed fraud by drastically exaggerating the value of real estate he used as collateral for loans. The ruling is the first in a sprawling civil case which could bring hundreds of millions in fines and stop Trump from doing business in what was his home state. The U.S. Supreme Court is confirming several previous rulings demanding the redrawing of Alabama's congressional map. The justices rejected a bid by state officials to halt a lower court decision that the GOP-drawn map diminished the power of black voters. Robert Clopton with the NAACP in Mobile says a new map should have a second black majority district.
Everyone's excited, we're optimistic, and it definitely gives us an opportunity for that majority-minority congressional district.
Less than half of young people report being contacted by political parties prior to last year's midterm election. Santiago Mayor with Voters of Tomorrow says both parties are losing the votes of youth who are just looking for normality.
They want to just be able to go to school. They want a world that works for them. They want a humane immigration and justice system. Candidates need to lean on that.
Nearly a third of young people who didn't vote in 2022 say they either didn't know where to vote or have enough information about candidates. The doomsday clock, which tracks the world's proximity to nuclear war, was just set at 90 seconds to midnight, its closest since it was created in 1947. Ryan Black with the Diffuse Nuclear War Campaign was demonstrating with allies yesterday.
We want to amplify calls for de-escalation in Ukraine and around the world, and we want more people in the streets making noise for peace. Electeds aren't going to act until they hear us loud and clear.
And California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation to nearly double taxes on guns and ammunition to pay for gun violence prevention programs and better security at public schools. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.